Hi, this is Carrie. As we get towards the end of the year, I want to leave you with 7 quick thoughts that hopefully help you in 2022. Don't worry, they are quick like everything I do on these episodes, so it won't last too long. First one is something I've done all my life. Ask questions. Just ask. The worst thing that happens is someone tells you no. For some reason, many people are afraid to ask a question because they fear the answer they will get is no. I never understood this. Unless you ask, you'll never know the answer. If even 10% of the time, when you're hoping that you're going to get a yes answer, that you're pretty sure you're going to get a no, they do say yes, you're doing better than not asking the question. A perfect example of this was when I asked my wife out on our first date. She was much nicer. She was better looking and smarter than me, definitively in all 3 of those. My initial inclination was not even to ask her out. When I did, and she said yes, it not only made my day, but changed my life forever. Now, 30 years and 5 children later, I still ask her questions. She just says no a lot more. Another one I've tried to live by, another quick thought, is by remembering the moment you are in just may be the good old days. Think about that. The moment you're in just may be the good old days. When people are young, they're always looking forward to their next event, their next birthday, their next milestone. Oftentimes, it overshadows the existing moment. Even as they get older, they look forward to when they can move to another city or job, when their baby's out of diapers, or when they get a larger house, among other things. I think a great example of this is when college students look forward to moving off campus. Many move after their freshman year. It never made sense to me. Here you are living in a community where everyone is the same age as you. Food, classes, events, and activities are all conveniently within walking distance, catered to for you. Yes, people will look at that and say, yeah, it's fun, but I think I want to move off campus because that's what everybody's doing. It's a bus ride, a car ride away only. They're searching for the better days. Only when they look back later on life, wishing they could be back in these good old days, living on campus again, with everybody their own age, doing the same things. It's real easy to forget what you're doing now and think of what's going to happen in the future. Live in that moment. Live in that moment. Enjoy that moment. My third quick thought is something I've seen happened so many times in my lifetime. People screwing up their lives with one bad decision. Remember this, it takes a lifetime to build a reputation and one bad decision to ruin it. We've all seen this happen to so many public figures. Be clear though, it doesn't just happen to public figures. It happens to regular people like you and me. Unfortunately, I've seen several different people make just one bad decision that got them kicked out of college, their job, and even their families. Drinking and driving, getting in a fight, saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, putting the wrong photo or message on social media, and so much more. You know, I know you can imagine all the things that can happen. Doesn't mean you have to worry about, you know, making mistakes all the time. I've said this before, everyone is going to make mistakes. Just don't make one that's going to forever ruin your reputation. Have common sense. Think about what you're going to do. The best way not to have a huge mistake is to follow some of the quick tips, things that I've said over the last 100 or so episodes, and think specifically of this one when you're about to make a bad decision. My fourth thought, and these will go quick, I promise, a couple more, is to know your limits. It's true for so many things in life: spending, eating, drinking, exercising, working, staying awake, spending time with others, and so many aspects of your everyday life. Know your limits. Don't stretch yourself where you can do yourself harm. Like I was mountain biking a couple of years ago with professionals 20 years younger than I. I did this, and I think I almost had a heart attack. I had to stop. I knew my limit. You need to know yourself. Nobody knows you better than yourself. Nobody knows what matters to you better than yourself and what you are capable of doing. It's good to stretch yourself in positive areas, but realize your limits. Another simple thought that I have to remind myself sometimes is don't be a complainer. Whenever someone asks me, how are you doing? I jokingly answer, great. If I complained, no one would listen to me anyway. The funny thing is that it really isn't a joke. People don't want to listen to complainers. It aggravates them, especially if someone's complaining all the time. They don't want to be around complainers. So don't be a complainer. Sort of hand in hand with that a little bit is a my sixth simple piece of advice here. It's not always easy to do. Don't be a gossip. Unfortunately, gossiping is part of everyday communication. People often feel like they need to gossip because then they are in with the people they're gossiping with. And they feel they will be the ones gossip. They will be the ones gossiped about if they don't participate in the gossiping. Think about it. You folks know this. You've been around it. And you know what? They're wrong. Everyone knows who the big gossipers are. And they're the ones who ultimately get shunned by others. If they're talking about others behind their back, then they certainly will be talking about you behind yours. Don't waste your time on gossip. Focus on the positives around you, the positives in the people, the positives in the things. My last thought is huge. If you do well in school and work, no one will bother you. Okay, this may be a bit overstated, but this is something I've lived by since I was a kid. It's rather simplistic, but I believe it's true. If you don't want people telling you what to do and want to control your own life, this works. When you're younger and doing well in school, it's rare when a parent gets on your case. In fact, the halo effect comes into a play. And parents and teachers believe you're doing well because you've done well in the past. That's sort of the halo effect. And if you're doing well in everything, they're going to leave you alone. The same can be said when you're older and working. If you do your work well, your boss is going to leave you alone. He or she can spend their time on the problems and issues that other people are giving them and be happy that you're not one of them. So focus on school and work and the performance in both, and things are going to fall in place for you. Okay, I tried to put them in quickly, and they are about a minute each. I did it. Hopefully these simple, quick thoughts aren't new to you and are just reminders of how to live your life to the fullest. This is Kerry Siegel asking you once again to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.